Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 8th parak of Maseches Gittin, and today we're doing this very short Mishnah, Parakhas, Mishnah Dalit. Be'shamei Omrim, Potter of the Mishnah, Beget Yashan. A man is able to divorce his wife with an old get. U'Be'sil Osrim, Be'sil says, no, you cannot. So now all we need to do is figure out what exactly is an old get. Ve'ezehu get Yashan, kol shenisyach yidima achar shekseva. If he had yichud with his wife after he had given the get to her. So Be'sil says, you're not allowed to use that get because were choshesh that maybe they had bia when they were having yichud together, and then she's going to give birth to a baby, and people are going to assume that if they're going to look back at the get, which was already written prior to that date, people will assume that they were divorced already at that date, and therefore they're going to assume that the child is pogum, that the child was conceived when they were already divorced, and no one's going to want to marry that kid. So it's on the kid's cheshbon that we say that the get is that the get is not going to be valid, and you better write a new get. Beis Shammai is not concerned about that because Beis Shammai assumes that they're not going to have tashmish just because they have yichud. Beis Shammai is the shita that holds in the next parak at the very last mishnah in the Masechta that the only way a husband is allowed to be megarish his wife is if she cheated on him. So if he wrote a get, it must be that she already cheated on him. So lechora he's not going to want to have tashmish with her because he's going to be so angry at her and so turned off by the thought of being with her. Moving on now, Perek Ches, Mishnah Hey, Chasuv L'Shul Malchus Sheinei Oganes. If a person wrote a get in Bavel and he put the date on the get based on the date of the Roman Empire, that's called the Malchus Sheinei Oganes because it didn't. The Partner points out it didn't really have their own language. They borrowed their language and their ksav from others. L'Shul Malchus Mazer, L'Shul Malchus Yavan, or he wrote based on the Malchus Yavan or the Malchus Madai based on the Madai or Greek empire. They were already extinct at that time, but he's referring back to their dating system. The Binyan Abayis, the Churban Abayis, where he dates it based on the building of the Beis HaMikdash or the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Haya b'mizrach v'kasa b'mayriv, or he was in the east and he wrote the get and that he was as if he was in the west, b'mayriv v'kasa b'mizrach, or vice versa. So the halacha is the get is pasul, and therefore if she goes and gets remarried, we're going to have a whole bunch of, we're going to throw the book at her essentially, and that's what the Mishnah describes. She's not allowed to be married to either one of the husbands, not the first husband nor the second husband, ki'ilu she cheated on her husband, utsricha get mizeh, because she kind of did, meaning if she went and married someone else, I mean, she cheated on her husband because the first get wasn't valid. Utsricha get mizeh, she's going to need a get both from the first husband because that get was not valid, and from the second husband. Vein lo ksuba, she does not receive a ksuba. Velo peros, she doesn't get the peros that the husbands had benefited from her nichsei malug that they ate from. Velo mezonos, she doesn't get. She has no entitlement to mezonos, which normally a husband guarantees his wife in a ksuba. Velo blaos, she's not entitled to the worn out clothing, lo alzeh v'lo alzeh, from either one of the husbands. Not only that, even if she already took those things, she has to return those things. And in addition to that, it's going to affect her children. Vavlad mamzer mizeh mizeh. Her child from either one is going to be considered a mamzer. V'lo zeh v'zeh metamin la. And if she dies and either one of these husbands is a kohen, they're not allowed to be metami to her as they would to one of the krovim. V'lo zeh v'zeh zakal no b'mseh my. Neither husband is able to be zocha in her metzia that she finds or any money that she earns. Neither one has the right to be made for her nedarim. And if she was a bas Yisrael, she's now allowed to marry a kohen. Bas Levi min a meiser. If she was a bas Levi, she's now allowed to eat meiser. Bas kohen min a truma. If she was a bas kohen, she's now allowed to eat truma. Vein yorshav shalzeh, yorshav shalzeh, yorshin ksubasa. The yorshav of neither of them is going to be able to be to yarshin the ksuba. That means that a lot of times when a woman gets remarried or when a woman gets married and the husband has children, perhaps from other wives as well, that he promises a certain amount of money called ksubas b'nin dichrin, that any b'nin dichrin, any male children that you have from me, I'm going to provide for a little bit extra beyond their chelek with everybody else. So her yarshin do not get that ksuba. Been Shemayim Dichrin. And if either one of these husbands die, neither of their brothers are able to do Yibum. Shina Shmo Ushma. But if a person writing the get messed up the husband's name or the wife's name, Shem Iro V'Shem Iro, or the name of his city or the name of her city, Teitze Mizeh Mizeh V'Kol Drachmei Elibo. We have this exact same set of halachos that's going to apply. So one very short Mishnah today, one very long Mishnah. To review, the short Mishnah, Mishnah Dalid, was that Beis Shammai says that you can use a get Yashan, Beis Hillel says you may not, and a get Yashan means that they had Yichud after the get was written. Mishnah Hay said that if you messed up the dating of the Malchus by writing a Malchus Madai, Malchus Yavan, Malchus Rome, the Binyan Abayis, the Churban Abayis, or you messed up the place, the location of the get, we throw the book at her. She's now allowed to stay married to the husband. She needs a get from both husbands. She's not entitled to Iksub, she's not entitled to Perus, nor to Mizonos, nor to the Blos from either husband. And if she did take any of those things, she has to return it. Her children are going to be Mamzerim. Neither husband is allowed to be Metamiter if they're Kohen. Neither one is able to acquire her Metzia or her Maisi Adayim or be made for any of her Nadarim. If she was Bas Yisrael, she's not allowed to marry a Kohen. If she was Bas Levi, she's not allowed to eat Meiser. If she was a Bas Kohen, she's not allowed to eat Truma. Neither of their Yarshim are going to be able to Yarshim the Ksubs Min Dichrin. And if either of these guys die, their brothers are not going to be able to do Yibum. They'll only be able to do Chalitza. And if they mess up his name or her name, or his city or her city, all these same halachos, we throw the book at them, all these same halachos are going to apply. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Parches, Mishnah Vav.